We welcome our book reviewer, Danny DeLuca. Morena, Danny.
Morena, Catherine. How are you?
I'm really well, thank you. I'm looking forward to this. Everything is Beautiful and Everything Hurts is by Josie Shapiro. It's a debut novel, I understand.
It is a debut novel, and I think it's just wonderful. Firstly, you can judge a book by its cover for this one. It's so beautiful. It's a black cover with green and pink and orange flowers. It's a very kind of quirky Frida Kahlo design, which I love. And the title is a take from, I think, 1967 or 1968 novel Slaughterhouse, which was Everything is Beautiful and Nothing Hurts, which I think is quite apt. It's Josie Shapiro's first novel, and I think it won the Commercial Fiction Prize for Allen and Unwin. So it's about running, but can I just say, most importantly, you don't have to like running, and you don't have to be a runner to like this book. Running is the main theme, but it's also about so many other things. It's about family dynamics. You've got some romance in there. It's about endurance and stamina. And I think most importantly, it's about following your dreams, even if they're a little different from the ones you imagined. So the main character is Michelle, a.k.a. Mickey Bloom. She is the youngest of four, and she lives with her wonderful mum and her three older siblings in a beachside town in Taranaki. And although she has this lovely, chaotic, kind of messy, fun family, she's quite sensitive, and she often feels quite lost and inadequate in the world. She's often following her brothers and sisters around to their hobbies and their after-school activities, and she doesn't ever feel like she's got anything just for herself. So she's dyslexic, and she's quite short, and she's quite bullied, and she feels quite lost. A quote from her is, "It seemed that nothing special ever happened to me, and nothing ever would." So that is until she wins this relay running race at school, and running grips her like nothing else. Suddenly, she's on the mat, people notice her, and she's really good at something. So the dream of running just becomes everything to her. So she's desperate to join the athletics club, but her parents forbid her from joining the athletics club because her grades are not great. So they say you can't join until your grades get better. But because of her learning difficulties, that doesn't really happen. But she's very determined, and she gets there in the end. But unfortunately, when she gets to the club, she just doesn't really feel like she fits in there either. So there's all these other girls in there. They're kind of tall and gorgeous with runners' physiques. And, you know, they have like long blonde plaits, and she just doesn't feel like she fits in at all. And the boys kind of shove and push her aside. So this is where I think the real pressure sets in. So another quote is, "Be as light as possible. I would lose weight until my body almost lifted off the ground." So this is where Josie Shapiro, she writes about trauma and the abuse of the people who are, I think, really supposed to take care of her. So she doesn't really shy away from the hard stuff at all, but she does it in a really subtle way. So it's not heavy. She just touches down on these things quite gently and then moves on swiftly, just kind of lightly dusting it on the page, like leaving the reader to think about it without doing all the work for us, which I like. And the pace of the book has honestly got so much rhythm and energy that you just have to go with the flow, because every second chapter she's in the middle of a marathon. So the book runs in two parallels, so the story of the past and the story of the present, which is the race she's running. So this holds like a real kind of tension and pressure, and it totally escalates in intensity throughout the book. It's one of those books that once you start reading, you just don't want to stop, because she writes so vividly. So
we should say she's a Kiwi. You mentioned Taranaki is the setting, so she's a Kiwi, and yes, it's a debut novel, so very exciting to see.
Yes, it is. It's wonderful. It's a wonderful debut novel. In fact, you would think that it's her 10th, because it's so good.
Thank you.
So you can feel the hot sweat on her shoulders, and you can feel like her feet on the hard ground, and the scenery, as I said, it is Aotearoa, it's breathtaking. So Aucklanders especially will recognise the many streets and places she runs around in the early morning hours at dawn. And these descriptions are so stunning and so visual. I felt like I was running along beside her. And she even has a boyfriend from Te Awamutu, which doesn't often get a mention in books. So shout out to my whānau in TA. But there's just such a real affection with the places she writes about, and it's so heartwarming and uplifting. Have I got time to just finish with a quote?
Of course you can.
It just shows a little of the energy and the magic and the spirit in which she writes. It's truly beautiful, and I think it's just a fantastic first novel. So, off to the side, the dark ridge of Rangitoto faces the glittery cityscape, glorious in pale pinks and blues and silver, a city built from broken shells. The sun hovers above the horizon, sending a channel of light down the harbour to the bridge, and I feel a light on my face. What a marvellous thing this is, being alive.
Wonderful. Thank you very much for the review. That is Danny DeLuca, who has reviewed Everything is Beautiful and Everything Hurts. It's by Josie Shapiro. It's published by Allen & Unwin, and it costs $37.